Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in. News Nation is reporting that Riley Strain's body was found without pants, without his wallet, and without his boots. What the F? My goodness. We thought the one thing that he would be missing would be his shirt. But it turns out he was wearing his shirt, but he wasn't wearing his pants, his boots, and his wallet was missing. This certainly may explain why that bank card was found on the ground on the embankment. So although the first autopsy apparently showed no signs of foul play, Riley Strain's family now is requesting a second autopsy. And I think they're smart to do it, although I'm not sure it will show anything else, because let's say somebody pushed him in the water and he drowned versus he fell in the water and he drowned. Would the autopsy be able to distinguish one action from the other? I don't think so. Unless he had some telltale signs of somebody forcing him into the water, such as strange bruising, but that could also come from banging up into a barge in the water. In addition, his body was in the water for 2 weeks, so I'm assuming it would have decomposed significantly, I would think. I know Riley was slim and he was tall, but could his pants and his boots and his wallet have come away from his body simply from the current that night? I don't know. And why is his bank card up on the embankment? To me, that has always signaled either that it fell out of his pocket, or that somebody robbed him in the state he was in. I need to do a little research to find out if bodies are typically found without certain pieces of their clothing when they're in a fast-moving river. Another very puzzling result of the first autopsy is that Riley had no water in his lungs. I find it extremely strange that the authorities would say that they don't suspect foul play when there's no water in the lungs. When they said no foul play, the assumption was that he drowned. No water in the lungs would seem to say that he was deceased before he got in the water. So why are the cops saying they still suspect no foul play? Just because he's still wearing his shirt and he still had his watch? I'm not a coroner, so I don't have the answers, but I can try to research it, and I'm sure there are going to be many experts tonight on YouTube trying to explain this. So I'm going to eat my words that I thought that this was an accidental drowning. I am completely not sure at all right now, and to me, it looks more like foul play. I mean, that's what the gut says when you hear all this. So as we all now question all these mysterious circumstances, Riley will be laid to rest on Friday. His funeral is taking place from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Green Lawn Funeral Home East in Springfield, Missouri. Everyone's going to wear green to celebrate him. He's survived by his parents, Michelle and Chris Whiteide, and Ryan and Millie Gilbert, two siblings, his grandparents, and a whole bunch of aunts, uncles, and cousins. He's also survived by his four family dogs, Miles, Cooper, Vicka, and Vin, who apparently brought Riley joy and companionship. Riley's obituary says that he graduated from Kickapoo High School, continued his education at Mizzou, majoring in business and financial planning. He dedicated many hours to volunteering with a local education and conservation not-for-profit. It also said, quote, Riley embraced outdoor adventures, whether it was hunting, fishing, or simply enjoying the serenity of the lake. Riley's competitive spirit shone through in tennis matches and his budding interest in the discipline of jiu-jitsu. Above all, Riley cherished time spent with his family, creating lasting memories. Oh my God, it's so sad. That's all for now. Until the next time on Bed Crime Stories.